Rated M for mature.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Download Weekly Gaming News, the show where we give you the DL on the latest in gaming every week in a small bite-sized download. You know, as I read that intro, I'm like, you know, we haven't been very weekly lately.
Monthly?
Have we, Brenna? Monthly might even be a stretch.
Sir, we're really putting this all on me?
No, I'm putting this on both of us. It's a co-show, but yeah, it's like 90% on you.
90% on something that happened to me.
Yeah. And then I'm sworn to carry your burdens, so that 90% is then on me as well, which is unfortunate.
So then there, it's all your fault. Because, hold on, hear me out. You carry my burdens. 10% is yours, but you carry my 90% as well, so 100% is yours. Oh. Owned. No?
I carry it. Doesn't mean it's my fault.
Are we going to tell everyone what happened?
Yeah. So, Brenna, you want to tell us about the most recent... the major thing.
The major thing is I smashed the ever-living F out of my leg. I was rock climbing and went kersplat. From like 15 feet off the floor and shattered my leg in like 3 different places. So I've got, was in the hospital for like 4 days. Been out of surgery 2 weeks now, almost 3 weeks now. And
first week was pretty rough. It was a lot of pain meds and just lying down all day.
Yeah. A lot of IV strong stuff going into me at the hospital too. So I got bionic leg now. So bionic Brenna. But a rod, 3 plates, and 2 mini screws.
And about, 30 or 40-something staples to close it all up and about 10 stitches?
Yeah, all said and done, about 30 staples and, 10-ish stitches. It's good stuff.
It's great stuff.
Yeah. So tattoo ideas to plaster all over myself. Go ahead and write us.
Yes.
Gotta get something.
Oh, gotta get something. And then it's also moving time. That's the other crazy hectic thing going on right now. And it's just, everything just seems to be piling on right now. All at the most inconvenient times.
What are you talking about? It's perfect.
We're getting it all out of the way with. All out of the way.
I swear to you, if there is more after this, I'm gonna lose it.
I'm telling you, lung cancer. It's coming. I feel it.
You can feel it.
Papa, I have the black lung.
Ridiculous.
Well, so now that everybody's all caught up, we're going to jump into this garbage pile that is going to be this episode. So cheery. So cheery.
Oh, yeah. So good. Yeah, we've got a lot of good news for you today.
I know, since you've probably forgotten who we are, my name is Jameson.
And my name is Brianna.
And let's get into it. So Spider-Man Remastered is available now on PC. There's been a lot of dumb mods coming out lately for it, but one fun mod that came out was you can mod it so that instead of Spider-Man, it's Stan Lee.
That's what we need to see. Come on, modders, let's keep that one going.
Yeah, swinging around as Stan Lee fighting crime with your web blasters.
That's right. Yes. So much yes.
Pretty fun. Pretty fun. Another exciting thing is that it seems to be, based on some of the coding in Spider-Man Remastered, as well as some of the things hinted at from Sony, there's going to be a PlayStation PC launcher coming in the
future.
That's
right.
And I'm super here for it. It'd be kind of like, you know, having the Xbox launcher and you could just play PlayStation games now on PC and you have direct connection with people playing on PlayStation.
It's their way of getting around having to sell their games on Steam or any other thing other than PlayStation. which I'm fine with.
Yeah, I'm okay with this one because we're already not getting the games as it is. But if they can give us a launcher for their in-house games, I'm here.
Yeah,
for it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
There was a Disney and Marvel showcase recently that showed a bunch of the upcoming like games and movies, TV shows. Just
couldn't care less.
Yeah, She-Hulk. I don't even want to talk about that abomination that they've thrown on screen.
I don't know. I have no words for what's happening right now in the Marvel universe.
Yeah. Speaking of Spider-Man again, too, Nexus Mod removed a mod on their site for the Spider-Man game and banned the users involved, and they made a statement. What might you add the mod ask, or you might ask what the mod was?
There you go.
The mod was to remove all pride flags from inside of Spider-Man Remastered.
Yeah.
So Nexus Mod removed the mod, banned all the users who uploaded it, and then posted a message to all users basically saying, you know, this is unacceptable. If you don't like it, you can leave.
Well, I mean, they don't really have an option now. It's like, you didn't like it, you're gone. I mean, that's hilarious, but hey, man.
And they said, we're not going to argue with you. Like, this is our position. If it upsets you, like, you know, delete your account or we will.
I mean, that's like, the biggest get effed I think I've ever seen in the gaming community.
Oh, yeah. I love to see it personally because that shit is dumb.
Yeah, I just people get their mind lose their mind over everything.
I don't know. Do not know. And a random story. I didn't even want to read this because this just sounds like clickbait. But apparently this chick made a Tinder account and she just used it to convince guys to buy Nier Automata. And then would ghost them.
That. I mean, that's hilarious.
Like, how does that even happen? What is it like? Hey, baby, you want to meet up? Just got to buy Nier Automata and send me a picture of the receipt.
Hey, man, if it works, it works, don't it?
But like, what was she getting out of it?
Memes? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Why do people do most of the things that they do? Like, let's not start analyzing that question.
That's fair. Let's not think about this any further. It's annoying. So apparently in India, I think it was India. Let me make sure. It looked like it was India. Somewhere. There was a
racist.
No, I can't. It said racist. Where it was before. Oh my god, I will hurt you.
Hurt my daddy.
Yeah, it was India. So, the Ultimate Edition of FIFA 23 is normally like $100, and the Epic Game Store in India accidentally listed it for 6 cents.
How does that even work?
I don't know, but thousands of people bought it, and they chose to honor it.
I mean, hey, you messed that up. That's kind of cool, though.
That's a lot of money lost.
I'm surprised they honored it, really.
6 cents.
Yikes. Yeah, that's like a hundred, you just do the percentage of it. It's like a crazy amount.
It's like 99.9 something.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yikes. And a half.
Yes.
Well, don't screw up. I don't know. It goes through so many different things. I don't understand how like nobody saw that stuff.
I don't know. In other very disappointing news, Dead Island 2, the pre-order details have come out and Dead Island 2 will officially be Epic Games exclusive.
I'm gonna buy it.
Womp, womp. That's like a sequel that so many people have been waiting for, like a major game in like the zombie action franchise that people would buy millions and millions of copies, and you're going to make an Epic Game Store exclusive on PC. Like, why are people still making these deals?
I don't know, especially since everyone is announcing that they're collaborating and they're doing co-op, and even PlayStation is jumping on board with having a launcher so that you can play their games on every platform. Like, I just don't understand.
And we've seen with every game that went exclusive within days of it coming on Steam a year or whatever later, it has outsold what it sold on Epic.
Yeah, immediately.
So, like, I don't know. Very sad about that. That's a game I'll probably never play now.
It'll eventually come to something that you can play it on, I bet money.
Maybe. Over the weekend, there was a $3 movie day we missed out on. Saturday was $3 at the movies. You can go and see anything for $3.
Which movie theaters did they say?
Like, it was like a lot of them.
Oh, like, wow.
AMC, Regal, bunch of places. Not all locations, but a lot of them. But apparently, the owner of Regal Cinemas, Cineworld, is going to file for bankruptcy in the next few weeks.
Does that surprise anyone?
No, not at all. I mean, movies have started to do a lot better post-COVID now.
Sure.
But it's not going to bounce back, and they've always been in, you know, tons of debt.
I mean, Regal was kind of big when I was in high school, and that's been like a long, long, too many years.
Yeah, like AMC is much better quality. People prefer that. And then what are the other ones, like Century or like Xmark? That
I don't see anything other than AMC. Like, everything else can just not exist as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, so fun stuff there. Death Stranding coming to Microsoft Game Pass. So if you've ever been on the fence about playing that game, you can now play it for free and try it out before you buy it. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, that makes it the Games Pass a little bit more appealing to me.
Ooh, a little Death Stranding action.
A little Death Stranding action. Yeah, because that one's just a weird one.
I can share it with you. My Steam library.
How long? How many years has that been jacked up?
Like a year. We'll figure it out after moving. All right?
Yes. All right. Fine. Deal.
Chill, daddy.
Chill, daddy.
Overwatch 2 has announced that it will have cross progression across all platforms. So starting immediately, you can connect your PC and console accounts, which is the right thing to do and should have been done since the beginning, but it hasn't. So whatever.
Now there's this added feature.
Yeah. Get effed.
We're going to bring you this really great added feature, Jameson, just for you.
Should have been there since the
cloud
beginning.
Cloud saving.
All right, Epic Game Store, you can leave now. We got to see an HBO trailer for The Last of Us TV show. I got to say, Pedro Pascal looks just like Joel.
It's working out. We'll see. I mean, I think it works better as a TV show, and I know a lot of people are excited about it. The second one obviously went through some, like, backlash, I guess is the word that I'm looking at. But as a whole, I think the franchise still has a lot of really good followers.
Well, the remastered Last of Us game is now available on PlayStation 5 as of, like, last week. The, four-year-old game has been remastered and added to PlayStation.
Yeah, because it was on PlayStation 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that needs to be remastered. They couldn't have just done an upgrade like they've been doing for every other game that came out on PlayStation 4.
I'm going to call it right now. Last of Us is going to be like the new Skyrim.
No, I knew you were going to say that and I don't like it. Actually, there's not enough content.
No, there's tons of ways. They'll do a packaged copy of... They'll do Last of Us 2 remastered. Then they'll do Last of Us 2 Remaster or Last of Us 2 Definitive Edition, which is both games on the same disc together, fully integrated playthrough. Then they'll do the definitive version of that. Then it'll be by that time, it'll be the 10th anniversary of Last of Us, and they'll do Last of Us Anniversary Edition.
My only thing with why I don't know that it'll be as absurd is because there's not enough DLC. And the playability isn't, like, you just go through the same, like, storyline.
Everyone that's been playing on social media that I've seen has been playing Last of Us Remastered.
Yeah, I know. It's the new thing.
It's ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
eBay is acquiring TCG Player, the card trading website, for $295
million. Million.
Yeah. No full details yet. Expect to close later this year or later, beginning of next year. Jesus. But they expect to keep TCG Player as like a independent subsidiary, kind of still doing its own thing.
Yeah. Which is, I swear to you, if they combined that, I would have lost it.
Yeah, I think everybody would have lost it. We also got to see some more, get some more info on the Sony VR 2, PSVR 2. It's coming out early next year. It's, say like February, probably March. It looks very nice.
Yeah, we'll see. We need more games.
It needs to be more developed this time. What else? I told you there's a new Dune survival MMO game, survival open world MMO game.
Dune, yes.
Over all my words.
Yeah, I know.
It looks pretty cool. It looks pretty cool.
I'm just excited for all the new shows and things that are going to be coming out. Like they're making a Twisted Metal. They're doing a God of War. They're doing what else? They did the they're doing a Ghost of Tsushima movie. And that I can't wait to see. Like, that's going to be super cool.
It's going to be great. There was more Hogwarts Legacy gameplay.
No.
That one's also available for pre-order.
How? We don't know when it's coming out.
There's a new Tales from the Borderlands. Some weird, creepy game called Wordsong. Dead Island 2. Callisto Protocol is supposed to come out at the end of this year. Apparently, though, they are pushing their team like 80, 90 hours, 6-7 days a week.
Wow.
To meet the deadline.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah, that's not great.
No, not ideal.
Genshin Impact update. What else? Some more Gotham Knights. Lies of P. It's a game about Pinocchio. It's like Pinocchio meets Dark Souls.
I mean, absurd, but cool.
Goat Simulator 3.
Gotta love these ones. It's just so us as gamers.
How about Killer Clowns from Outer Space, based on the 1988 movie?
Yes. I mean, that sounds horrifying, but yes.
Moving Out 2. That we have that game, Moving Out. We haven't played it yet, though.
We haven't played a lot.
No, Brenna. We're going to have to fix that.
God.
Fix it. It's all your fault.
Just
Homeworld 3.
Report abuse. What?
Yeah. We're going to call and report self-abuse.
Whoa. It's edgy.
Yeah. Because you do this to yourself.
Do I know?
We've been over this. It's like 60% you doing it to yourself.
No. We said it was less than that. We said it was like 30% I know what's happening. 70% doesn't. And then it turns... I don't remember the breakdown, but shush your face.
Yeah, so Gamescom has been fully underswing, all sorts of great announcements coming out of that. PlayStation 5, unfortunately, if you are outside of the US, you will be going up in price starting soon. It's about a $25 to $50 price increase.
Yay.
Yeah,
I mean,
about a $50 price increase.
Whatever, I guess.
That sucks.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just, I guess, what it is at this point.
Yeah. I guess so. Don't like it.
You still want one.
I mean, yeah, but ours isn't going up $50. It's just everybody else, unfortunately. There was rumors circulating. EA's stock shot up the other day because there was rumors circulating that Amazon was going to buy them and announce a deal. And after about like an hour or two, Amazon came out and said, we are in no such negotiations with EA. Like, we're not happening. And their stock fell after that.
Yeah. Could you imagine just like chilling there and you get a notification that this like crap stock that you've just been holding on to shot up? I would lose it and be like, oh my God, I'm selling.
You want to know what's the biggest failure in AAA games ever made?
Oh, please let me hear it.
Marvel's Avengers. The game costs 50 something million to make. It didn't even sell anywhere close to that. And it has now been set to their lowest price and the lowest price ever for a major AAA title. It's selling for $2.
Womp, womp, womp. I do have an issue with calling this a major AAA title, though.
Yes, I agree. I think it's only in it in title, not in actuality.
Yeah, I wouldn't really call it. I mean, I know that the company that made it and the what's the name for the trademark, I guess, is expensive, but everything else is an absolute zero.
Pretty much. There's rumors circulating that Xbox Game Pass is going to have like a family sharing feature.
That's nice.
That would be a lot of fun. Let's see. Sony has acquired Savage Game Studios. They have made what? I've actually never heard of them. I have to look it up. Trying to Google.
Google. What am I Googling?
Savage Game Studios. They're working on a new AAA title for Sony, but. Oh, they're only established in 2020. Yeah, they're like brand new. They haven't released anything. Ridiculous.
Oh my God. When you Google them, wait, it's a software company in Berlin. Mm. And when you Google them, it like shows a street address and it's just like some houses, like a street home. Very nice. Odd.
I doubt that that's where they're located.
I doubt that as well. But for whatever reason, that's what's coming up.
There was a leak that Ubisoft was going to have a new Assassin's Creed game coming out in spring called Mirage. The leak has been confirmed. This was going to be an expansion for Valhalla, but now a mini standalone game. So you're playing as the assassin in Valhalla that you meet at your camp.
Yeah.
And it's like 800 AD, like Baghdad.
Cool.
Is where the game will take place. The leak apparently stresses it's a return to the basics approach. Good. So people are believing it's like they're trying to make it just like the original Assassin's Creed.
That's so nice. We need to do that. Like, that's where the direction needs to go. I'm so glad that they're making the right decisions.
We'll see.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is the only reason why I have faith. Everyone started getting over doing Assassin's Creed, and then they listened with Origins and started changing things up. And then, you know, a few games went by, and we were like, hey, this isn't really Assassin's Creed anymore. Like, this just doesn't feel like the same game. And now they're changing things up again, going back to what we've been saying. So I have a lot more faith than most things.
Will. See.
Very much so.
But that was a very, very excellent argument you made.
Thank you.
Very good. There's a new Mafia game in development, because that's a series that needs to come back.
I haven't seen in like since what? It's PlayStation 3. I haven't seen that game since like 2013, maybe.
The last game was 2016, which was Mafia 3. Mafia 2 is 2010. But Mafia 3 kind of did so-so. I don't know. That's a good series to bring back, but I don't know.
I think it's a good one to bring back with all the advancements that we have now. Because before, in like 2016, the cool thing was like QuickTime events. Like, that was like the, oh, like you have to hit it in the cutscene at the right time. Like, It was a good series, but there's just nothing left for it as far as like mechanics go. So I can't wait to see it now.
No. No. Oh, ridiculous. You know what's also ridiculous is Halo Infinite. That game's a hot mess. So season 3 of Halo Infinite, which is supposed to launch in September, has been delayed to March of next year. So that'll be almost a full year of no new content for the game.
Good stuff. And nothing else being improved that they said that they were going to have at launch. Or should have had
for a live. This is a live service title, by the way, that's supposed to be constantly releasing content.
I don't understand what's happening.
Co-op mode for campaign, along with the ability to replay the campaign, and Forge mode is delayed until November of this year. This was supposed to come out in May.
And that was already delayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see if they stick to that timeline. But there will be no couch co-op available in the game.
No split screen.
No split screen. They said that they needed to divert resources away from that to more important things.
There is nothing more important than the core of what made this game so popular. Apparently not.
Jesus. Luckily, there is a very bad glitch in their code.
Yes.
That allows you to basically jerry-hack the game, and like by toggling it offline, online, you can somehow get it to launch split-screen co-op.
For whatever reason. Apparently it works decently well.
Yeah, you still run into some bugs and glitches, but it works enough.
Yeah, so I'd do it until they fix that patch.
Right? I hope they never fix it. I hope they realize the error of their ways.
Oh, no, they'll try to fix it, and then they'll do something game-breaking.
What? I mean, would you want to play a game if I told you that after it took a year since its release for them to add the ability to replay the campaign?
How did this game ever launch?
This game is? This game is Infinite Alpha.
Stop it.
It's Halo Infinite Alpha. Infinite Beta you. Test. Halo Infinite Beta
no,
Test.
No.
That's the sequel.
I refuse. That's the sequel.
How long, Brenna, do you think you would get banned on Twitch if you, yourself, a female, I had to specify that,
sure.
Got caught having sex on stream?
I'd probably give it...
How long do you think you would get banned?
I'd probably give it like 3 days.
You actually weren't too far off.
I knew it.
7 days was the ban.
There it is. Yeah.
And
if you were a dude, it wouldn't be 7 days. It'd be like, coom, 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 FBI, get down.
Yes. Yeah, it lasted 7 days before it was just a 7 day ban. And the video circled all over the internet.
Sure. It was accidental, ?
No. In the middle of a stream, her dude just comes up behind her, and you can't see anything. None of it is visible on camera.
I see. Well, that makes it different, though.
However, if you look in the reflection on the windows right behind her, you can see some shadows moving. Solid. At several points, you can see her dude's head appear behind her.
I wonder what they're doing.
As she is making faces
like whatever. Like
trying to hold in things.
So her face, you can see her face.
Yes, her face is right on camera. She's like casually sipping a drink and like, it's wild.
That does not need to become a trend, like at all. And I already fear for it.
No, here, I'm going to send it to you right now because I want you to watch it.
God. What if I don't want to?
Nope, you got to. This is for the podcast.
Great. You know, I've done a lot for this podcast that I'm very ashamed of.
I'm sorry, what?
Do you remember the game we played that we never aired that footage?
Oh, man. I was there for that. That was equally horrible for me, too.
I played the thing. The cut scenes just reaming through those were...
Anyway. Look at your phone.
It's on my phone? I thought you were going to Discord this.
No.
Oh, no. What the hell? Wait. This thumbnail already is just absurd. Okay.
So you're watching behind her, and then you're watching in the window on the left.
Let's see here. What are people doing?
Oh, exactly.
No. This is just, yeah. Her face is hilarious, though.
Yes, right?
Like,
7 days.
Okay. It doesn't even look like a big time streamer or anything.
Oh, apparently she had a decent following.
Yeah.
But still, yeah. Wild.
All right. This is a crazy place we live in.
Yes. In other news, there is a unfortunate development in the world of Ubisoft. Tencent has acquired a 49.99% stake in Guillemot Brothers Limited, which is the company of the Guillemot family, who are the owners of Ubisoft. So Ubisoft is owned by Guillemot Brothers Limited, and Tencent just acquired it says minority stake. It is technically a minority stake, but it is 49.99% stake.
Yeah. I wonder how much left there is to buy up, like how many different groups that they can try and infiltrate, because like even the smallest amount of stake being available, like they got it.
Yes. If Tencent gets anybody else, they will have the majority stake in the company. They won't have much in the way of voting rights, but it doesn't matter if they don't have the voting rights if they own enough of the company.
Lord.
Yeah.
That's like the cancer of this world, or of like the gaming world, is like, oh god, you have you got Tencent? Ooh, your terminal.
It also just tells you how terrible the Guillemot brothers are.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to get out of Ubisoft before any more damage is done to their public and career, like game image.
I mean, you do know they got a absolute ton of money for their stakes.
Oh yeah, it was several hundred million.
I'd sell out for several hundred million, like leave me alone, I'm out of here.
Brenna's very practical.
God, yeah. I'm like, oh really, like take it all, I couldn't care less. Do you want young children? I'm just kidding, am I though?
No. Definitely not.
Nah.
Sacrifices have to be made.
For sure.
I was making a joke to someone the other day that we should, you know, everything went wrong. Someone made the joke, everything went wrong after we stopped sacrificing virgins to volcanoes.
We don't have any virgins anymore to sacrifice.
No, that's what, so the joke I made is like, oh, just go troll Reddit.
Oh, yes. So good.
Endless supply.
That's actually very true.
Of incels to sacrifice.
Yep.
The volcano be like, stop. I don't want any more.
Never mind. We're good. This is worse. Just, I'd rather take something else.
Just dries up and goes dormant.
Right?
Lava magically turns to water. Just nope.
We're done. We're done with this.
Yep. Too funny.
Right?
But that's going to do it for this week, guys. Pretty short and sweet to the point. I can't make any promises about any sort of schedule over the next couple weeks. Brenna's life right now is just an incredible mess.
How many times have we said that on this show?
A lot. You gotta get your shit together.
It's not... Literal forces that I cannot control, like gravity, have been against me.
Wow. Yes. We're in the presence of a goddess. I didn't realize.
A goddess would be able to control damn gravity, all right? I don't know. I'm like
nothing is her equal except gravity.
God.
I mean, gravity would be like the god of the universe.
That'd be cool.
Immutable object across everything.
Cool. I'd do it.
Yeah. Anyway, because both of our lives are a hot.
Yeah, Jameson is the Jameson is the picture of perfect.
Did like my face crack a little bit there? Just I was like porcelain, like just a little like.
No, it's just like a tear came rolling out, pause, and then it cracked and shattered. That's what happened.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't make any promises schedule wise. I'm gonna try very hard. And we are moving. So. Yeah. Oh. Ready for this all to be behind us.
Yeah, me too. I'm happy that we're back here talking to you guys because it is fun for us to do it. But damn, son, we have had a wild ride.
Yes. Yes. So we look forward to you listening. We look forward to hearing you. And we look forward to bringing you much more coming soon. Good luck. Have fun, everybody.
And remember, keep your goose loose.